Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I welcome everyone to this meeting tonight. A very important meeting, and we thank God for the grace to be able to perceive and to know. You know, the meeting was announced yesterday on the platform, and it was announced yesterday because the perception began to come the day before yesterday, and that was at night. But it didn't distill well into an apprehension of understanding as to what to do. You know, the Bible says that there is the understanding of the times and seasons, and then there is the knowing of what to do in those times and seasons. Understanding that this is a sensitive time is one thing. Knowing what to do in that sensitive time is another thing altogether. And so it didn't distill properly until yesterday morning. And then we became aware. We woke up, we were awake with that kind of awareness because of what had happened before, knowing, okay, in seasons like this, it should be occasioned such a gathering and an assembly, a circle, a gathering where this kind of thing will go on. These kinds of things are only fulfilled, first of all, where there is a gathering. Hallelujah. And it is so. Glory to God. And these kinds of things are ordained where there is a gathering. The purposes of God will be made known by the occasioning of a particular kind of circumstance, and that is the strategy for it. The ministry of the Apostle Paul to the then world, according as it was God had written concerning him, was a significant shift in the overall things of God. But it had to be made known in Antioch, in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, where the Bible says, "And there were certain prophets and teachers in Antioch, and they waited and ministered unto the Lord. And then the Holy Spirit gave a wisdom, say, separate unto me these people for the work I have called them." That work was a very strategic, significant, critical, important work. It was not just any mere or casual thing. It is because of that kind of ministry, that's why we are here today, because the word came to us and came to this part of the world because of that opening and counsel of God. So if there was no assembly like that, who know, maybe God would have, who know, we can only conjecture how we think that God would have made his counsel known. But they were in that assembly, and then they were the witness of the prophets and the teachers. It was a combination of a particular kind of people that gave birth to that word, or that the Holy Spirit ministered to. And it didn't really tell us who the word came to directly, but we just knew that to the word was spoken to the people that were in that council that day. So there are things that should be done at particular times and seasons. It's not just to know this is what's going on, what should be done because of what is going on. Praise the Lord. That's one thing to be considered. The other thing, amongst others, is the fact that there's a particular kind of configuration, ordination, combination, and order that sustains the depth of that kind of revelation. The level of the depth of the reality of the kingdom that can be hosted in a place is a function of the depth of the revelation, the understanding, and the comprehension of the mystery of God. We had said before that every great undertaking is sustained by a great understanding. In the same way, every great revelation or dimension of God that is being hosted is correspondingly or in the same vein sustained by a great understanding of that order of insight. Praise the Lord. So if people, so if we are saying that there is this kind of thing going on, it takes one depth to perceive it. It takes another kind of level of depth to understand it, and then to receive or the out of the revelation knowledge or the revelation that you possess, know the next step to take because of what has been made known. So it was these people had the capacity to discern the times and then from there know what to do. That knowing of what to do comes by a revelation, it comes by insight, it can also it comes by knowledge, which comes through various channels and streams, knowing what to do. And that is called, that is what is called wisdom, the intuition of the spirit that makes known wisdom, knowing what to do. So it's one thing to discern that kind of depth, it's another thing altogether to understand the next step to take, having perceived. Praise the Lord. And so we have this kind of wisdom from God because of his grace and his dealings upon that at this particular kinds of season, when it happens like this, this should be done. And mind you, the ability to know these seasons comes from the capacity of God within a man that gives him perception, or that makes known to him the will of God or the things of God, and gives him a light within his heart, within his soul, within his spirit, within his mind, or within the faculty of his consciousness, the illumination of light that gives direction. Because light guides, and when that light of God comes on your inside, it gives you direction. The Bible says wisdom is profitable to give direction, but we know that a man's wisdom makes his face to shine, Proverbs 8:1. So there is the illumination that wisdom gives, and that through perception, a divine knowing that comes. Praise the Lord. So we are in that kind of reason. So we are at a very, so I want us to pay attention to what we have to, because for some of you this will be the first time you are ever in this kind of meeting. You can pray offline where you are. You don't need to turn your mic on. Pray where you are. And we are praying. What we do, just do. Gideon says, I see what I do, do ye likewise. Melura de bra sudre lebeken sobreteke diaba. Me preteke zubra tambala protoko zembre dege ilabra handa bosheke teke lepeke suprata kateke lepeke zubra da 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 imbro toko toroba bala prata baso trolobo imbra tala babara da boshedre lepeke zabra taki lepro hondolo brapan brata boshedre lepeke imbro hondolo brata prana bala preke so protoko dia e prata kandre lepe boshedre lepa babara ba imbra handa la bamba la baba shedre lepeke bala bash. Matra la baba 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 la Father, we give you praise. Pray. There are going to be many prophetic words coming into the hearts of people in this meeting. Pray. There are going to be prophetic words just forming in people's hearts. I spoke about just the intuitive the operation of the gift of God, where you know supernaturally. There are many of you that things will come to your mind even right now as you are praying, and you will know that you will realize, and you can for sure say that it wasn't you thinking, but you can't tell how this knowledge is in your mind. That is the gift of God working inside you. That is the gift of prophecy, and you are going to share it as God is giving us that opportunity. But pray right now, because this is, like I said, this is not the kind of meeting we have had before, or this is a particular order and a kind of meeting. Praise the Lord. So just be praying, and those prophetic words are forming. Makarikos Satalabahonde Prataketo Ronta Skepalada Baladia. Some of you is forming like a thought in your mind. You something is just like a thought over and above your mind, and you can just interact with it when you look, gaze upwards, because there's a thought forming in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. It's the intuitive work of God giving you wisdom. That's how you know. That's how wisdom teaches. Lekoto prataga sebramatosh ebrataga sebredegede prodogo radabalaka supeledegedia ranta prategele bretege supratagadea leteketo kopakatekele prekedia rapata prata kata kalabrata kati kalabrakatia ripata kalabrakata kata kalabrakata kata kalabrakata. I've seen the operations of the gifts of knowing. Lekotoruta katabaladaga tokolobrotokoto, giving you some kinds of details of things you had never known before. There's somebody here, and there are people here right now, particularly someone here, that there is such a dimension of a paranormal word knowledge coming to you that is tracing to depth of things you are not aware how you are conscious of this knowledge right now, but somehow it's just supernaturally coming into your reasoning and your consciousness, and you can tell them and just say it out, but yet you can't make the connect how you are knowing it. Likotaria di prandas zekin torote celebrana ma seco lobrahada ileteketilo dobrono kotila bracadeco rempele breteke diekelebezi supernatural connect ilateke supalagatekele bragada lepeke. There's an alignment of knowledge joining from end to end. Lekuti bratakasi pelegetia, as the scripture said, precept upon precept, line upon line. There's a connection of wisdom joining from end to end, and knowledge joining from end to end, forming a paranormal view, vision, and understanding. The Bible says that the words of this book has become to you like a vision. So there's that joining end to end, and there's going to be a connecting of these dots because of the little here and the little there, as that prophecy said in the book of Isaiah, of everybody's parts and bits forming together a paranormal view of what is going on and what is said to go on. Lekoratika. So I release upon you, and even as I started, I join in the administration again to release upon you the spirit of God that gives men prophetic visions. I join in this administration to release upon you the prophetic spirit of God that drops revelation in the hearts of people right now. I join in this administration to declare over you the operation of the gift of God that gives men discernment and knowing in the name of Jesus. I join in this administration to decree, to speak over you, and to declare and to administer, to speak into the flow of the spirit, an encounter, an experience, and the working and operation of this gift of the spirit that crafts vision in the hearts and in the minds of people and the souls of people. The illumination, the radiation, the light of God and of his spirit that gives understanding, like a light bulb just flickered on inside of you. I join in this administration of the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Malike sotalanda le prahilo sekleruda lemporanda basike tokorobobolo blogodia. In the name that is above me, I join this administration of the unveiling of wisdoms inside of the carriers. I speak in a veiled speech and let it be so for now. I join in this ordination. They are opening things over your head and over your mind, and it's just downloading straight into your spirit, and it's downloading straight into your mind by the instrument and by the frequency of light, and is distilling and transcribing and translating and transcoding directly into knowledge that you can relate with and understand with. And it's coming like as though it's disconnected because you can't trace the root. That is why it is a supernatural knowing. And they are handing to everybody and everyone a portion and a bit of what is to be said, like this, take this rendering, take this administration, take this, hold this as one who came to be part of this assembly and into this session, because you are being validated as a participant of what is going on. So you will bear these instruments of what is about to go on hereafter and from this moment on. And so you are giving that as a partaker and one who is participating in the administration and the operation and in this process and proceeding and in this session and in this season and in what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. So they are opening that kind of wisdom over your head and over your mind, that you are coming into a knowing. We can't tell how you are knowing it, but nevertheless you are coming into a knowing. It's still going on. This is part of what the meeting is about. This forms the meeting. The meeting is going on right now, and it's that activity, the bearers of these instruments, this light operating right now. Lekotara babala braka sek lebroto kotolo balabra namash. Lebroto kosapra da banda braka sek tere babara baba kandra la baba shaba la brigadia. Father, we give you praise. Melete prata la braba bala braba kase predegadia. It's going on. See, I told you this is for some of you. This is going to be the first time you are this, because this is not just a meeting. No, this is a meeting of going. It's going on life. So it's not like this guy, this gentlemen, this guy is here. No, that's not what's going on. This is a meeting going on. There has to be experience so that we can coordinate. So I'm in the council of heaven, you are also there, so there's something going on in together here. And so that's why we are forming, we are the meeting together, not just an individual, but the body, the structure forms the meeting. We are not calling it by name, but some of you can already discern what kind of meeting this is. Because we are all there. Iletoko sopranda la praka teke lebre degedia. Mete lebre degedia. Father, we give you praise. Wisdom. There's a wisdom. Lekoto rotamba la bagadia. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name. Malataka. Go ahead. Still pray a little. Mala praka suta haraba. Lepre teke supa haraba. Leteke suta haraba. Lekete suka haraba. Teke suka haraba. Leke teke suta haraba. Woo! Shetekete leke suta haraba. Leke te lepeke suta haraba. Leke teke luka suketa haraba. Lesekete leke te suta haraba. Leke seteke te piga haraba. This is the meeting going on. Leke suta ka haraba. When you join in a physical meeting, like an executive meeting and all that, it's not just talking. There are things that go on. There's a point where the secretary delivers the memos of the meeting, the moments of the previous meeting. He delivers things around so that everybody can be part of it. He may even give you the speech that the director is said to give so that everybody can follow along. So yeah, the meeting is going on. We may be here at the center of it just for the sake of coordination. So that's what's going on. So but you are in the meeting, and that's the meeting going on. Glory. In Tabalatakata, Sheketosh, in Talabakata, Sheketosh, in Talabataka, Sheketosh, in Talabakata, Sheketosh, in Talabakata, Sheketosh, Shatalabamitaka Sapilata. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name. There's somebody who is going to say exactly what we have to say to so that the meeting can proceed to another level. And that is, it's a prophetic word. It's in your spirit. But because you are in tune and you are in line with the Spirit, you are in synchrony, you are aligned with the Spirit, in tune with the Spirit of God. What we want to say is already in the book, the scroll that has been brought, the book. So you are going to have a measure of insight into it. And when you say it, and by the time we go ahead to speak, you will see that it lines up. That it lines up because you had an insight into the word that was received. Because the word came from that throne of grace. It came from the session, or what the agenda of what is to be said. You're able to peek into the, to peer into the agenda by the Spirit of grace, and you had an insight and the revelation, a measure of insight into it. There's somebody whose word is going to so align with it, it will be clear by the end of the day. And it will be clear. Let's give God praise. Father, we worship you. Telebrekete. That knowing is still forming. Some people are still coming to a knowing. Leprekete, leprekete. Thank you. He reveals so that he will redeem it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have witnesses. We have witnesses. In these kinds of meetings, we also have witnesses of the word of God. There's a prophecy in this place. There's somebody also with the prophecy. There's a prophecy in this place also. There's a prophecy here. There's a prophecy. I think I'm going to note it down. I have one too. But there's somebody with a prophecy also. We'll see all of that. Thank you. Let's proceed. Let's proceed with our witnesses. It's part of the meeting. Then we can proceed. We can forge on to the next, will be next until we reach the climax, and then the meeting will be dismissed to the glory of God by His grace. All right. Witnesses. This is where the witnesses testify. Glory to God. Makalabrakatosh kalabrakate kalabrakate kosopoto kodia. Father, we give you praise. Okay, so maybe you guys don't understand what we mean by witnesses testify. This is there's a structure that we are following, and this forms a major part of the meeting, because the testimony of witnesses has to go on. Right, so the witnesses will have to testify for the testimonies to go on. Then we can proceed. Hallelujah! If it doesn't already make sense to you, we are in a legal sense situation in the kingdom of God. So this meeting is more like a judgment, or a legal sense where there is a proceeding, and how it advances. Praise the Lord. So we are let's take as many witnesses as we can within this time frame, and then we will proceed. Hallelujah. So we are giving us that opportunity. Okay, so you jump with your hands as an indication. You raise your hands with the button displaying on your screen. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we worship you. Many of us here have never had the experience of prophesying. So we are wondering if what we heard is of us. We don't have, and so there's no faith to share. It will always take faith to prophesy. And there's somebody here who is going to prophesy for the first time. But the gift of prophecy works hand in hand in faith. Because if there's a word, you fear that it may be you, it may not be right, it may not be accurate, it may not be a genuine word of knowledge. But it takes faith to operate in prophecy. So I'm speaking over you the gift, this gift and the spirit of faith for that prophetic gift to fully stand erect, to fully be up firm in the name of Jesus, for you to operate that gift properly, because it's not something you saw in the night. You are not sure if it's the word of God, but because it came to you just by an impartation of knowing. But that's a very legitimate way, a manifestation of the gift of prophecy. So I'm saying this now so that the people of that particular individual, whoever he or she is, who have faith to declare the word of God. Wow. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Father, we worship you. My God. Let's go and let's give him praise. In Jesus' name. Can we hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's go now. Let's see our hands lifted up. Let's move on to the next session, to the body of what we have, and then we can proceed from there. We are waiting for those particular individuals. Please, we do not have the luxury of time. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you. We have Benjamin.
Mr. Lord, sir.
Just a moment, Sir Benjamin. I want to see, there are still more than that. We have spoken faith over you already. There are still individuals more than Benjamin. All right, Benjamin, just shoot so that we save more time. Yes. Benjamin, you are up now. Glory to God. All right, Benjamin, you are up. You can speak.
Okay, sir. Good evening, everyone.
God bless you. We give praise to God.
You know, while we're praying, and you are saying that, you know, that Lord is going to be opening our hearts to actually have an insight of what the meeting is going to be all about. One of the scriptures that, you know, kept on popping up in my mind was Ephesians chapter 1. So I now kept on reading through, and where caught my attention was verse 19. From verse 19, it said that, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world and but also in that which is to come." So that was where, you know, I stopped. And what the Holy Spirit was telling me was that, you know, it's like there's an opening of our hearts to understand the workings of God in us, because we are in Christ now, and, you know, in the different spheres that we would be, you know, heading to, or will be, you know, be effective in, there will be like activations for us to know where specifically we fit in. So that's like briefly what was coming to my mind, sir.
Powerful. My God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture that he just quoted if we take time to go through it, you see, my God, well, if you are able to see parts of where I wrote some things, you can even see he went forward and said principalities, powers, even dominions. The theme of this meeting is thrones and dominion. And we are going to get to that already. God bless you, Sir Benjamin. Now let me say this. That one of the strongest channels of prophecy is the word of God. That is the one that doesn't fail. As a matter of fact, the strongest channel of the word of prophecy is the one that comes through the word, or that is verified by what God's word, because God's word is the final authority on this kinds of arrangement. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Benjamin. God bless you. We'll come back to some of the things that he has already said. Is there anybody? Not even is there. Who else is going? Because we are trying to meet up with time. Hallelujah.
I'm very sorry, sir. When you said we should raise our hand, my mic was already on mute, so I didn't know how to raise my hand. And that is why I was struggling to notify you since. Why you mentioned that we are going to be receiving some prophetic word, where I was, you know, lying down and I was praying, I fell into a trance and I saw that there were two bulls, and there was like a barricaded wall. And immediately I heard a voice saying, Babylon will bow. Babylon has fallen. Those were the two words I received. Yes, sir.
Wow. Keep it. Hold it. Praise the Lord. Next person. These are testimonies of witnesses. We'll proceed from here. These are now, what is happening is that the witnesses that you are giving is the content of the part of the agenda. I remember we are prophesying and saying that knowledge that we join from end to end to give a paranormic vision. A paranormic vision is a kind of vision that joins a wide angle of view or field of vision and brings it together to form one image. For those of us that have smartphones, there's a particular mode or function of your smartphone that is called paranormic camera. You snap from here, you move it like this until it captures. And then before you know, a field of vision that ordinarily you won't be able to capture at one instance, you're able to get all of them together in one particular photo. That's what it is. So it's joining from end to end. Who is going next? We have two already. Maybe let's have the third one. Malakashu Pretekelebrahandaka. Father, we give you praise. Father, we worship you. In Jesus, most precious name. Okay, Sandra. Please, let's not encourage you too much so that we don't use time. This is not an encouragement service. So that we don't use all the time to encourage you. All right, Sandra, you're up, please. Quickly.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't what I heard or anything this evening. For some days now, you said you came in deep for yesterday. I literally wake up by 3. Like, just like something just wakes me up. I cannot sleep. I just keep pacing around the house. And then I, later on after work, the first day after work, I realized that when I'm awake at that certain time, I'm supposed to be praying. But yesterday, I was going through a video and I saw lions. And then I was just looking at it. It was very funny. I did not understand. And then I had a dream, a revelation rather. Us here in this group, I knew that it was us. And then I saw so many lions. It was pride, actually, a pride of lions. And then there were other wild animals, and the people were just moving with them. It seemed like we were in charge of them. But what I felt was within us. I felt like authority. And then I was shocked this morning to see this video. I was like, is it me that is imagining things? I just saw that video. I was like, wow, this is it. And there's this verse that keeps coming whenever I try to, like, and that's the book of Luke of book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, that says, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then when I saw that lion, I was one that just remembered the video that was sent to us for the meeting. I was like, wow, this is, praise God.
Hallelujah. All right. See that she said, I think she said about 3 days ago or what? And it was that 3 days ago at night when we said we had finished doing our work. We just sat down thinking of a way to just withdraw to maybe rest for the evening. And then with that sensing just started coming. And we knew that the sensing came with those kinds of sensing. When you pick it, you know there's a content here. But at that time we had been up doing stuff and we couldn't go up again to discern it or to dig into it. So we said, okay, let's rest it. We'll find out in the morning. And by the grace of God, it distilled. And then you see that vision of lions. You notice what we put up on the WhatsApp platform. We say there shall be what to explore. We say gifts of authority. Now that's three. But there are still more. But we won't have more encouragement sessions. We'll proceed to what we have today. Now, yes, you know, Father, we give you praise. Father, let's give God praise for the things that we have heard already. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. When that started about 3 nights ago, and then the following day we got up and said, what do we name the meeting? And we said, thrones and dominions. Dominion. And at the place, beyond putting up dominion as a team, there was some other content we wanted to add, but we didn't find it so to put it up. So rather we left it just thrones and dominion. Because we don't sit down to title meetings the way we like. We go through so much trying to find the right phraseology or the right word structure that will give an insight into what is to be said or what is the body and the spirit of the meeting. The last meeting we had, we tried to, that's why you see there was no flyer for the meeting and there was no type, no theme for the meeting. We had received the word that we shared during the meeting, but it didn't settle to be the theme of the meeting. So when we tried and tried and tried, as a matter of fact, what delayed the announcement of the meeting was that because we were waiting for a theme. But we had tried and tried, and when it didn't work, we said to the people, we are going to announce it like that. There's no theme, let the people come. But when you look at the audios, you discover that on the audio, there's a flyer for the meeting. The flyer for the meeting was actually designed after the meeting. And that's where the theme was, a light to the Gentiles. You realize that the word came in the meeting. I said, that's the theme of the meeting. But yet, we could have, but somehow it's not even for you to, but at the end of the day, that's it. So when we start to say what? Thrones and dominion. The theme actually is the prophetic summary summary of what it entails and the scope of what the agenda. And thrones and dominion over what exactly? We'll see that. How do we begin tonight? Glory to God. Father, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. We are in a season in this country, in Nigeria, that is very sensitive. Particularly this assembly is called for this nation. That is number one. Particularly this assembly, this session is called on behalf of this, for the sake of Nigeria. Because after the last meeting that we had, those prophetic words that came, because because during the meeting we prophesied a lot, and when we prophesy, we have that component of God inside of us that gives us the notification, the notifier that that's a prophecy. That's a prophecy. That's a prophetic word. So we went away after the meeting to begin to dig into the prophetic words. That is, after the meeting, the words that came through, you went back to search them out. Because as much as we had had encounter with these words before, by God's grace, or we can, but at that point it came fresh as a prophetic word direct. And so the people who even called me after the meeting, I told them, if you are here to ask me any question, I'm not around. I said, we can just talk and ask me how are you doing, ask you how are you doing, and we'll just be asking that. But don't ask me any varied, because right now I'm not back yet. I'm not available. Those some of them are here. Why? Because at that point, after the meeting, we packed our load and went back to God. And so just so much an unbelievable was made known by virtue of the word that came in those meetings. And one of them, and you know, yesterday, in that meeting, if you're paying attention, I think that was the second day, I was prophesying and saying to Peter to prepare for the nations. We have to prepare for the nations. If you remember that. And even on the final day where we talked about the light to the Gentiles, we said that the early morning of that day, the prophetic word, prepare for the nations, formed. Well, an interesting thing to share is that the day we were sharing that thing, and the day we said that we were sharing that night, we didn't even remember that on the second day we were saying that thing. I remembered further on after the meeting had ended. I said, wait, that prepare for the nations, we said it was said during the second day. Then I had to call Peter and said, my God, do you know that thing we were saying the fourth day, it's not like we knew we had said it before, but we were saying it because it came again, but not we not realizing that it was said before. So we went back to say, God, what is this thing? Well, how do we even understand this scope? And mighty insight, mighty revelations. We said, God, give me access to the mystery of nations. I want it direct. 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 And we started a particular exercise. It's direct. I want it. The mystery of nations, direct. No, direct. The mystery of nations, direct, Lord. Clearly, and it was such an unbelievable illumination. Now, and so it's out of that impartation now we want to speak, because at the brother level now we have access, because that prayer we are saying, we want to know the destinies of nations. We want to know it. We want to be able to open up the books of nations from heaven, of the nations from heaven, and speak about it. Direct, O Lord, the mysteries of nations as it is. Are you listening? So we were praying. And so this particular, and the nation Nigeria, of which is our descent and origin, as we all know, is part of the kingdom that God has given. And so I want to speak from the mystery of the nation and one of the prophetic pillar of this country that we are in right now. Because, Father, we give you praise. All right. Not directly now, maybe at an opportune time, I'm going to say, make us understand from which or how from that this gives birth to this. Because there's a prophetic word over this nation, that this nation will be a light to the nations of the earth. That's one destiny that Nigeria has to fulfill. And that is a mystery of the nation. We are not saying it because it's written in scripture. We are saying it because it is the rema. It is what has been proposed, determined concerning the nation, that this nation will be as a light to the Gentiles, to be as a light to the nations. And this prophetic word is not like it's only Nigeria. This prophetic word has gone through nations. As a matter of fact, the first nation that which that word came for, as it was proposed, was the nation of Israel. Are you listening? The nation of Israel. They are the original ones, if we can say that, to which that word came to, that they will exist as a light to the nations. And there is no nation under heaven that Israel is not a light to. Because even the light, to preach the light of God to a nation, you have to preach from the gospel. Let me tell you, you can't preach light to a nation without mentioning Israel. The scripture, the Bible, the Bible contains the history of the nation. That is why you see there are people that study the Bible not for religious reasons but for scholastic reasons. and historical reasons, because when we read it and we are learning the history of a nation and being educated by it, that is the nation being a light to the rest of nations. Are you listening? So that word, you will be a light, is fulfilled first in Israel. Until date, whether they are still a light, because we still preach them. Every Sunday you open the Bible and talk about their kings, you talk about their fathers, you talk about their prophets, their priests, and even in the New Testament you talk about their sons that have become apostles. One other nation that word has come onto, obviously, is the United States of America, because at the, in short, it is the first structure that was ever constructed when the explorers and the first people disembarked from their ship. The first structure that was mounted was the cross of, was a symbol of the cross of Jesus there on that shore. And they knelt down and the founding fathers dedicated the land to God. The nation was a light. You could see the role. It came to such, it wasn't there before the early powers. As a matter of fact, it was even a colony of the British Empire. But its destiny was also to be a light. And we cannot deny that in former times, the United States had been a light to nations. We cannot deny. Their presidents, their leaders, and even fathers of the body of Christ from that nation. But now we wonder if it's still a light or an epitome of darkness that seeks to corrupt the rest of the nations of the earth, championing all manner of evil and trying to lead the rest into abomination against God. This particular prophecy if you study the history, you will know it has been a light. If we take modern day Israel, we can't really say they are a light to us anymore, because Israel is there are a whole lot of the children of the bond women there and other kinds of religion. But the testament that they have left for us in their historical documents have proven to be a light to the nations, and so also the US, which also gives us insight that it is not enough to form the foundation of light at a national level. It's important to leave structures and designs that will sustain it and ensure that it continues to remain like that. And this prophetic word is still in Nigeria. That is what we strive to come to pass. For every prophecy concerning the nation, there must be people who bear it, who will become it. One of the words that came in the last meeting was when the gentleman that shared his word from God said, God said to him, he said to his nations, we rise. And he was like, will the nations rise? And he said, no. He said, but individuals in the nation will rise, and through them it will be as though. Well, I spoke to some of them. I told them, I said, there is a prophecy from a father in the body of Christ in Nigeria that he declares continually that there will be an emergence of men like nations in the body of Christ. I've heard him say that thing for years, ever since I knew him. That's one. But even before he said that nations will rise as a word to him, we had had a meeting in 2020 that the theme of the meeting itself was nations will rise. And underneath it was captioned that there will be the rise of other world powers. If you read the transcript, we say the world power actually are individuals. But they won't just be, but they will rise with that kind of influence as though a nation rose. Men like nations. So the prophecy over a nation, when it will be sustained by a group of people who will bear it and try to see that it comes to pass. The prophecy over Israel, Abraham kept that prophecy. He passed it over to his son. His son passed it over to his son, And then that son passed it over to his sons. And then eventually it was fulfilled at some point in time. Hallelujah. So, we have that word that this nation will rise, will be a light to the nations. It doesn't matter how, see, and it's not, don't look at the condition of the nation. It is actually the possession of the prophecy of the word. It is the people that we work with God to bring it to pass. Because people look, think the nation is the economy. The nation is actually the individuals. The systems and the government is not first, it's not the first, the nations. It is because individuals are, that's why there's a system in the first place. If everybody leaves the nation now, even if the infrastructures remain, the roads and the structures and the head of ministries and the presidential suits and all that, it will still be a nation. The nation has left. When they come, they will say we didn't meet, Nigeria is no more. God forbid it. But the point there is the individuals left. So, but we have seen some kinds of operations that is necessary. It is necessary that this kind of ordination be called. I'm going to read through some prophetic books, and oh my God, in these prophecies are almost six years old, and some of us were in the meetings that gave birth to this prophecy. In 2017, August 12th, that day was a Saturday, when I had an executive meeting. Some of the people that were in that meeting were there. We were in an executive meeting and they were having their retreat, and we were given opportunity to speak. And we came in that day and we began to speak and to prophesy. And then we prophesied this word. We said that when the throne of God over the nations conquer the throne of darkness that seeks to influence and control the governmental seats, only then can Nigeria be saved. Now, how many here remember that word? It's in its sixth year now, but some of you are here. How many remember it? Let me see your hands. Okay, one has identity. Who else remember that particular word?
Yes, sir.
Peter, just raise your hands. You remember, right? Now,
yes, sir.
Remember, when we spoke, we said, after we said, wait, that was not me. God just spoke. Because we could tell that it was because we were saying something, and all of a sudden we just decreed that out, or just blotted that out, or what's the right verb to use now. And after we had finished, we said, wait, that was not me. God just spoke. Wow, God just spoke. And after that, we went to write it down. When the throne of God over the nation conquers the throne of darkness that seeks to influence and control the governmental seats, only then can I drop. So you, from that you can see that there's such a thing as the throne of God being over a nation. That is what ensures that the nation begins to achieve and come to the fulfillment of its destiny. The throne of God over the nation. And when that throne of God over the nation becomes toppled, and then something else comes over, the light begins to dim, it begins to diminish until it becomes darkness. And that's what we see now in one of the one of the nations I mentioned, particularly the second one, that at some point they were the light. But now you can't even send your child to that place if your child is not well grounded, because by the time he returns, the kind of ideologies flying in his mind, you have lost him. But that won't be your testimony or your portion. Instead of being a place that gives light, now it's a place that corrupts. Something is going on. And if you see how those things penetrated, or how those things came to be, it proceeded, but it gained final influence through the government system. Because at the end of the day, it is the lot of the governmental bodies and the legalistic bodies to make the policies. So, when the throne of God over the nation conquers the throne of darkness that seeks to influence and control the governmental seats, only then can Nigeria be saved. Because at that point where that happens, there's going to be a shift and a drift from one direction entirely. Jesus is Lord. Now, that was 2017. Now, I'm going to read one from 2018. 2018, early part of 2018, this began January. And I'm going to read it out. He said, when God desires to the church in Nigeria, is how it's captioned, by the way. When God desires to do something new in a place, he raises a people and plants his own there. When God decides to do something in a place, he raises a people and plants his own there. By a church, I do not mean an edifice, or an edifice is not meant. The group of people, or the people who are separated unto God and carry his life in them, is the church in Nigeria. The church in Nigeria is God's means of delivering the nations. Mind you, the earlier word is telling you is disclaiming the understanding that the church is a physical monument or a denomination. It just defined that the church is meant by the people who are separated unto God and carry his life. So when we say church, so by usage of church now, don't see any denomination or any physical structure. See the group of the ecclesia, which is the called out ones. He said the church is God's means of delivering the nation. God can walk without and will walk without, but it is through the church he is able to strike that which he has been orchestrating. If the church does not fulfill our role and ministry efficiently and effectively, then the works of God is hindered or delayed. Let me say that again. If the church does not fulfill her role and ministry efficiently and effectively, then the work of God is hindered or delayed. The planting of the church in Nigeria was the beginning of the great liberation. God said to Moses, I have given Sihon, the king of Heshbon, unto thy hands. Now begin to possess his land and contend with him in battle. That is, in the days of the children of Israel, when God gave them the land of a king, he said, I give it to you, but contend, possess it by contention. Somebody say, possess it by contention.
Possess it by contention.
So there are things that you will possess by a decree. The other things we possess by a contention. God said, this one, contend with him. And furthermore, he said, God can walk without, but he strikes by the church. And now look at this. God will orchestrate things, but when it is time, we should strike. There are a lot of orchestrations going on right now, and God is calling on certain people to strike at appointed times, like we are striking now. Did you see that? This is 2018. May we be sensitive, then we prayed, to those strike now moments. Hallelujah. Now look at this. This was now penned 20th of January. He said, it is imperative to note by the understanding of the things of God that the destiny of Nigeria rests upon the sensitivity of the church in Nigeria to the leadings, the promptings, the sudden reflex and the impulse of the Spirit, and her ability to administer in the earth that which he had just received. Can you believe that? This just exactly describes what I was saying. He said that this relies on the sensitivity to the leading of God, the prompting of God, the sudden reflex and the impulse of the Spirit, and then the ability to administer that which he had just received. Remember, we said that we were sensing something, but it's not until the following day that he distilled into a knowledge that we will comprehend. And we are talking about the children of Issachar, who will understand and then know what to do. He said, in totality, now this one is made bold because this is the summation. In totality, the destiny of Nigeria lies on what the church succeeds or fails to do. This is to 2018. All of these things are prophecies. Though they are speaking direct English, there's no doubt there, but these are all prophetic words. You see how it's making sense still in 20. It's as if it's written within this season, but this is more than 5 years ago now, because this was January. See, the church is a solution that God has obtained to Nigeria. They are the saviors that have come out of Mount Zion. According to the ordination, the church holds the key. If the church fails, Nigeria will fail. The church fails. But thank God that the church has been picked it up, and over the years have been praying very seriously and are taking the matter very serious now. He said, if the church shuts up and watch, Nigeria will fall away. If they slumber, okay, let's leave this part. Say, but if the church triumphs, conquers the heavenly, speaks, prophesies, legislates, and makes decrees, intercedes, and contend, speak, resist, insist, and persist, pray, and move on, and triumph, Nigeria shall shift and become the glory of kingdoms. We didn't know about a light to the nation this time yet, but in a way, we had already spoken a word that we further confirm it in the future 5 years later. He said, the fate of the church is the fate of the nation, Nigeria, because God has given us a nation. Now look at it. He said, therefore, what is the word to the church? Just give God praise. Hallelujah. So, there is already a prophecy that this nation will be given to the church. We didn't say this, but let me say it. He said, what is the word to Nigeria? He said, the times have come when nations will be given to the church to disciple, as a vineyard is given to the vine dresser to keep and dress. The state of the vineyard will describe the manner of man the vine dresser is. God has given the nation into the hands of the church. God has given Nigeria to the church, and not the governmental leaders or any group of people. Steward it, dress it, keep it, and possess the gates of the nation. The salvation of the whole nation rests in the hand of the church in Nigeria. And then there's a prayer. May the Lord grant us his grace beyond measure. Jesus is Lord. There's already a word that this nation, let me tell you, people say this is my inheritance. There are people that nations are their inheritance. He said, ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. That is not a bluff. And God was not trying to, I will give you. So there are people that the nations are their inheritance. There are many of you here. Nigeria is your inheritance. And when something is your inheritance, it means that it is on the basis of the thing that some part of your life, meaning, purpose, and the blessing of your life will take effect. So we are coming tonight on the wings of this prophecy to begin to declare. Not just to declare alone, but to come into the actuality of it. And I'm going to now show you, this is not the word yet. Some of the people that have spoken are beginning, have spoken here and there about the word we had received. You know, the other lady was talking about the walking in the with the pride of lions. You know, the one that takes the inheritance. They say the lamb was seen, but they say what is the say weep not, the lion of Judah has prevailed to take, to possess the inheritance. So when you see that lion, the lion of Judah, it's a sign that there is inheritance somewhere, and there's dominion, there's inheritance, there's dominion, there's authority. And there's a breaking of the seals of the mysteries of God. Because until the lion came, the scrolls of in heaven could not be opened. I'm talking about from Revelation chapter 4. So that is why I was telling you that there were books being opened. There is a dimension of mystery and inheritance that will not be seen until the lion shows up and the lion begins to prophesy. God. Until the lion begins to prophesy. That is why I say the lion has roared, who shall not be afraid? The Lord God has spoken, who cannot but prophesy? When the lion roars, it's a prophecy that reveals some things that have been sealed. Maybe this word has been sealed since 2018. This is the first time anybody will hear it ever. 2018. The other brethren were in that congregation and that assembly when it came. This one, no person has heard this, but the voice of the lion has unsealed this one. I want you to see yourself coming into the consciousness of owning this nation in Christ. thrones and dominion. Malabrahash glory to God. So the word that came while I was speaking, God, and then God said, read the Daniel 7. That's the word that came. So this is the first part. You have about the number of parts. So it's Daniel 7. That's just the word. And it's not like we are preaching from Daniel 7. We are following session through Daniel 7. It's not like the typical preach out of the scripture. It's another kind of administration in Christ. So if you have your Bible, we'll go to Daniel chapter 7. We'll be reading through till... So everybody, if you can, Daniel 7. Jesus is Lord. Daniel chapter 7. So as we are reading, be having vision, because the purpose of God's of scripture is to get a picture. And the Bible says the words of this book have become unto you like a vision, or the vision has become unto you like the words of a book that is sealed. There's a link between the words of the book and the vision of the Spirit. So don't read the book like you read, begin to see the book, because if until you see what we are seeing, Jesus is Lord. So Daniel chapter 7 verse 1. He said, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Remember, somebody gave a word about Babylon. Okay, we'll get there. My God. He said, Daniel had a dream and vision of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. He said, I saw in my visions by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. So there was something going on in the vision. When he opened his eyes and he saw in that vision, he saw that the winds of heaven, the four winds of heaven, which represent the direction, the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, the wind from the south, they all converged on the sea and began to stir the sea. So the sea was raging and rising. And then immediately he knew, he saw beasts come up out of the sea. Do you know the vision of somebody here who said he saw two bulls? Where is he? Where is that gentleman? Where is that gentleman? Joseph. Oh, he's absent. He said, and four great beasts came from the sea, each different from the other. Now, this stirring of the winds, the spirits of heaven, because the word wind here is ruach, which is spirit. These winds of heaven, the eastern wind, the northern wind, the southern wind, the eastern wind, came together and converged on the sea, and they were stirring up something. It's so funny how that within the presidential something we have, from all the major parties that we have a representative from each region: the north, the west, the east, and the south. So he said these four winds were stirring the great sea. There was a rising, and the sea was being stirred. All of a sudden, out of the wind, four beasts arose. Right? Now they say each of the beasts differed from one another. So they were like different things entirely. They were like different kind of experience, different reality entirely. They didn't have similarity, except that they were beasts, of course. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, up from the earth, and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Let's look at this. This beast was a lion He had eagle's wings. And then something happened. We know that the lion walks on four, all four. But then the beast was made to stand like a man. And then they gave it. A man's heart. So that heart there is not like the biological organ of heart per se. The original Hebrew word is called lebab, and that lebab is like a consciousness. You know, they say we differ from the lower animals because of our the excellence of our intelligence, and because that's how we possess a more developed consciousness and mind. That mind, that's what lebab is. It talks about the faculty of consciousness, of reasoning, wisdom, the soul that gives man, that animates man. When a soul leaves a body, you say it has died. The body just lies on the ground. So, but that consciousness that comes to the man's feeling, his emotion, his will, his intellect, is called the inner man, the inner being, the inner consciousness, that hidden man, is what is called the lebab. They took a beast and gave him a man's consciousness and made him stand on two legs and say, be like a man. I would have spoken more of this, but maybe let me touch it. That, and this was a power. This system, this was a power and a system you are seeing. But he's now amongst men like him, a man, having a man's reason, but actually he's still a beast. That is original design. That's what he represents. Oh, maybe we'll come back to this. So this first one that came looked as though he was a man, but his heart was a beast. Let's pray a little bit in the spirit. Mata la brakata skelebrekete kelebrekete 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 kelebrekete. He looked as though he was a man, but what he was first was a beast. They only gave him a man's consciousness. He still remained a beast. Let's pray a little bit. Mata brakata soprete kelebrekete kelebrekete. Father, we give you praise. Then a second one came and said, suddenly a second bear raised up on one side and had three ribs in his mouth. And they said to him, devour, arise, devour much flesh. They pronounced death, destruction, war, devastation upon him. So that the existence of that beast was to devour. As long as he reigned and existed, it was to devour, just devour much flesh. That's what was spoken over him, or that was what was revealed concerning him. But it was more like a pronouncement, a decree over him, that he was somehow animated to obey because of the power over him or over it. And then he said there was this one that was looked like a leopard which had on his back four wings of a bird. It had four heads. They said this one, when it came, they gave him dominion. So you take dominion. Dominion was given. So as long as that beast existed, he was just going to be conquering and having dominion and authority, sovereignty and rule over is over the people, over the sea. Remember, it was on the sea, this because each of them was coming out of the operation of the wind, the four winds of the heaven, and then the four kinds of things or beasts coming up out of the sea. So over the sea, when it came to his time, he was going to just have dominion. And then there's a fourth one. This fourth one was just so aggressive and terrible and very arrogant, and spoke as he wished. Jesus is Lord. Up in the ninth verse, Daniel said, I watched till thrones were put down. Now there's a reality I want you to see for here. And I'd said this before, and I'm saying it again, that for you to be effective in this season and in this generation, there are some kinds of mystery and understanding you must possess. To be effective and efficient in this generation, there are mysteries that you must possess. And one of them is the mystery that there are courts in heaven and how things go on in heavenly places. So I want to give you the vision of the courts of heaven through the word. I want you to see the vision. And by illumination of light, give you an experience of it. Because you are in that kind of setting right now. As Daniel saw those things, all of a sudden, the vision now came to an arrangement where he saw in verse 9, he said, I watched till thrones were put in place. And that's why you can see that the theme of the meeting is first titled Thrones. Not one throne, thrones. He said, I watched till the thrones were set in place. That means that we are arranging the venue. King James will say, I watched until thrones were set. They were arranging the venue. And then when the venue was arranged, somebody came into the arena. The way Daniel saw him, he couldn't anyway give a name. So he had to say that this one was the antiquity of existence as long as it existed forever. So he called him the Ancient of Days. That this one has been forever, full of wisdom by light and by experience. And look at the way he was. He said his garment was white. So this individual or this being that Daniel had to just relate to as the Ancient of Days was putting on a white robe. And then his hair was entirely white. You know, in the gray hair or white hair, like we call it, is a symbol of age. And ordinarily, really, aging should be accompanied with reason. That is, wisdom should follow age. Though it's not always like that, but that's what he entails. That's why I say, a wise man, my white hair, you know, they always make a reason. He says all his hair was like pure wool, white. See, this one, I think I will call him also the Ancient of Days. He was the head of the justice system. He said his throne was a fiery flame. That means his throne was made of fire. And I've always said to people that fire in the realm of the spirit is a material. In engineering, you do material science. You use steel, alloys, zinc, rubber, plastic, nylon to make things. You will use in heaven, in the spirit, in the realm of God, he uses fire to make things. That's why he said that he maketh his ministers a flame of fire. That is, those ministers that the book of Psalm was referring to, they don't have flesh or bone. They have fire. They are made out of it. That's what they are. So if you see them walking, you just see fire moving all over the place. That is their material. So this creation also, he made his throne out of fire too. And it's not going to be like the ordinary fire. You know, in here, if you pass through fire, you put your hand, you pass through it. That fire touch you, you can jam it, because it's not the immaterial fire we have here. It's fire that has substance. It's another kind of material of creation. It doesn't exist here, but it exists in his glory. He said his seat was not iron, it was not gold, it was not rubber or plastic. His seat was made of fire. That fire is landing upon somebody right now. And he said the wheel was still burning fire. Here we use iron alloy to make wheel for vehicles. He still used fire to make the wheel of his throne. Then he said, here we have river of water, but he said river of fire also exists. You will drink from that river. He said a fiery stream just poured out. What magnificence! A river of fire was just flowing, purifying the environment and everyone that was in the assembly. And he said thousands of people sat. He said thousands ministered to him. They were worshiping him, singing to him. That thousand is not a specific number. It's just a scope of the population. He said then 10,000 times 10,000, my God, that was unbelievable, stood before him. Wow, who is this? Do you see the glory of the Ancient of Days? And then the Bible says the courts were seated. The King James Version will say the judgment. The judgment there is actually a noun. It's not an adjective or a verb. It's used to refer to the overall sitting. Like when you see, when you go to a court, the high court, an area court, a judicial, a magistrate court, you see that there is a judge, there are the lawyers, the barristers, the attorneys, they are people that, what are those their names again? They are legal practitioners there in one form or the other. Together they are the judgment, because they are listening to cases and trying to arrive at the judgment. So that is why King James say a judgment, but other translations will tell you a court sat down. So this vision of Daniel alone shows you something. This is not the first time this kind of vision is, we could show you, but this is very explicit, that there is a court system in heaven. That is why they are the laws of God, and that is how there is the retribution of Christ, of Jesus Christ, and there is a jurisprudence of the heavenlies. That's why some kinds of things don't go answered, because it's violating the decree that came from the court already. We are going to see that. What happened? He said the court sat down and then the books were opened. If you go to a court session, if you have ever sat in a court, the first thing that happens is when the judge is about to come, everybody has to rise for the session. When the judge enters, the session begins. This was what was going on. That's why they say that I watched until the thrones were set. They were arranging the venue. Immediately, and then the Ancient of Days, what happened? The Ancient of Days sat down. When he came, then the court sat. You can see what he said. The court was seated. If you go to a law court, when a judge passes a law, he or she doesn't speak as an individual, he speaks at the court. He say, and the court, the judge refers to the court. He said, if the judge passes a decree, there is a procession or there is a tradition or there's how it is a proceeding of how it is done on the way. When the judge passes a sentence or a motion to move, everybody will say, as the court pleases. Is the judge that is the symbolism of the court. That's why you disrespect the judge, you are disrespecting the court, and you can be sentenced, reprimanded for contempt. So they say the court sat because he first sat, but the court also forms the overall system and network of this design that powers the legislative operation of the government of heaven and creation. That's why they say creation is a kingdom, heaven and earth, the kingdom of heaven. So the books were open. There's something about the books, and we have had these encounters with books even before this season, a couple, even from after that last time we met. And you can realize that I had already read from a book for you. And these kinds of divine revelation that is coming come from that place. That's why we are saying that there were books being opened over people's minds. Some of them were hearing it, some of them were seeing it as scripture inside them, and some of them were seeing it as vision, and some we're receiving it as knowing. And there are many of you here now that have that knowing inside of you, though some of you didn't come up to share it, but nevertheless the knowing is there, because they open some, because when the court sits, they open the book. When a judge sits, they bring him the book of the proceeding of the past thing that has happened, and a large other kinds of book. They come and set it on the desk, on the table where the judge sits, and then the judge, and then it's given to one of the attendants to read the past proceedings and how they arrived at where they are. So the books had to be opened because the case files had to be reviewed because of the judgment that was set. So when the court sat, then they opened the books. Why? They are reading and making. So, but if you are in the court session, if you go to a court session that you didn't attend the previous session, before this session starts, they are going to read from the proceedings of the previous ones. That proceeding being read is what, you being a participator in the court session, that comes to you as a revelation, wisdom, insight. Then you know, you begin to understand what had happened, and then if you listen enough, you'll be able to get what will happen as participator in the proceeding and in the court session. Hallelujah. Are we there with us?
Yes, sir.
God. So, what happened? So I want you to listen to that books, because the books were opened and they began to speak. But we had already, these books have been opened. We spoke from a book right where we are. We opened the book for you and say, well, this is 2017. This is what was said. We swept and then got to another portion of the books and told you, this is 2018. This is what was said. It's more like a process. Some of you came to you as a revelation because you are now beginning to understand some kinds of things. And we had already begun to declare and make new some other things, how that there is this and this and this over these kinds of people, over this kind of this, over that. It's coming to you as revelation, because when the judge sits, when the court sits, the next step is that they have to make proceedings available. That is why we gave revelation from the beginning. You know, before we said anything, we said there's how this meeting occurred and there's a coordination. But then by the leading and how we sensed it, we said everybody should pray and people had to begin to say one thing. And we have said that there are people that we share our message. Of course. And the one I read from Dominion, Principalities and Power. And the other one is coming about seeing the lion. And I spoke already of the lion and the throne, and how that in the courts of heaven, when the lion roars, the books of heaven, when it comes, they have to unseal the mysteries, because inheritance, heritage, authority, and dominion, the wisdom of what the books contained is now about to come into play. Hallelujah. So that's why we say these people have to speak. And then you see the other one talking about seeing a beast. He's going to come, he's still going to return to recount that vision. Because he saw two beasts, and he called them a bull. In one of the visions of Daniel, he saw a ram and a goat. So it's not out of line. He is seeing a bull. Daniel, after this vision, the next thing he saw was a ram and a goat. So he's still going to come back to recount that vision he saw. Because he's seeing bulls, but now he's saying, I'm describing beasts for you. Remember, we said there are people that will say things that will just pull out our message, because it came direct. And this is what we had to say. So what happened when he sat down? Then that, when the books were opened, Daniel began to see the arrogance of the last beast that showed up. That's in verse 11. Speaking. And then watch what was happened. He said, I watched it, the beast was slain. Who slew it? And his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. See what he now says. As for the rest of the beasts, their lives, as for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season. There will be many things that will exist, but they will be inconsequential. These beasts continue to exist, but the efficacy, their efficiency had been taken. What was their ruling power and spirit had been taken from them, which was their dominion. There are many things that may still seem to remain, but the efficacy, that which was their strength and their power, will be taken from them. And remember what the book said, that the nation is being given to the church. The church is not the denomination. It is the individual that has the Christ inside of them, and that they are anointed and called of God and separated unto this purpose. And we said that nations are inheritance. Say, as of me, I will give you the nation as an inheritance. If that is not done, the word of God is not complete, fulfilled completely. Ask of me, I will give you the nation as an inheritance. So when I say the nation belongs to you, it's scripture, it's your destiny. So he said these beasts, their lives were prolonged for irrelevance and unimportance and for nonsensical existence. Their power had been taken away. It's like you keeping a lion, pulling out the eyes, removing the teeth and the canines, picking off the nails and dropping it there. It's a puppy. He can't see, he can't bite, he can't scratch. That's what it means. Their lives were put in nonsensical existence. It will die of hunger. It will be there, dying of hunger and starving. A dog is even better than it. See, their lives were prolonged, but their dominion were taken. for a season and time, not forever, for a season. They have to see the judgment of God, or they have to see Pepe first. They will have to see Pepe first. Verse 13 says a mystery, and 14 says further mystery. So in 15, Daniel saw the vision, was now conscious, and he was grieved because he didn't get the understanding of the vision. He now came to one of those who stood by, because they say 10,000 times 10,000 were already standing by the throne. And he said, please tell me the meaning of all this. And then they told him the interpretation. They said, the great beast which are four kingdoms which shall arise out of the earth. They said kings, but they actually refer to diverse kingdoms. He said, these great beasts which are four kings or kingdoms which shall arise out of the earth. Through four kingdoms, arrangement, coalition, or structure, or body politic. What is referred to as a body politic or a politic, an entity, an organized composite entity. He said, but the sense of the Most High shall what? 18 shall what? Peter, what did your 18 say there? The sense of the Most High shall do what?
Shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever.
Mine said they shall receive it. I hope you are receiving it. Yeah, take is the same thing. Say they shall receive it. You take it because something has been given.
Yes, sir.
Alright. Then you wanted to know the truth of the other beast. It went down all the way, and in verse 21, he said, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. Because this horn was dreadful. He had to finish his own cycle and its lifetime. He said, until the ancient of this came and judgment was made in favor of the saints. Just lift you and give him praise. Can you begin to call out unto the ancient of this? He said, let judgment be made in favor of the saints. He said, until the ancient of this came. Hallelujah. And judgment was given. So there are certain things that will be going on until the court sits. He said this guy was prevailing against the saints. Then when the ancient of this sat down, he had to give favor, judgment in favor of the saints. That's part of what will be going on. And right now, part of this meeting. He said when he gave that judgment in favor, the time came for them to possess the kingdom. There is somebody right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, judgment is given in your favor in heaven. In the name of Jesus. The judgment is in your favor in heaven. That issue, whatever it is, personally, you can apply this word to yourself in other respect. The word from heaven is favor over you. It's in your favor. Therefore, I decree it and declare it to be so, that favor over you, and because of this favor, the time for you to possess that which has been spoken has come. He said, when he spoke and favor in favor over the saints, the time to possess the kingdom came. Now, if you read further, he said, and this is where we'll submit this portion. He said, the beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all others, shall devour, trample, and all of that. Then look at what he said in verse 26, and pay attention here now. He said, but the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion. Consume it. So dominion can be taken away. Dominion was given to the leopard, he said, and dominion was given to it. This fourth guy, because of his arrogance, when his time was said, he said his dominion was taken away. Remember, he said from verse 12 that the rest of the other beasts, their lives were prolonged for just a season, but their dominion was taken away. I am saying it now that their lives will be prolonged, but dominion. He said, but the court shall be seated, they shall take away, and they shall take away his dominion and call to consume and destroy the dominion forever. So then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven. This is not the heaven, this is the earth they are talking about. The kingdoms under heaven is the earth. That is the kingdoms of the earth, which Nigeria forms a part of. He said, shall be given to the saints of the Most High. His kingdoms and his kingdom and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Now, if this dominion that was taken from these guys, they were given to the ancient, to the Son of Man, in verse 13, said, I was watching the night visions, and behold, and one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. In verse 14, he said, then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. So the dominion is Christ. Go ahead, give God peace. The protocol so patakata la prakatakaskata la prehandala prakatosu protocolosh ibratakata kala prakataka la prakata. The lion in the courts. Prakataka la prakatosu protocolosu prakata. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, holy your name is worthy to be exalted and magnified. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Did we just understand what we just saw? We just went through a vision. We just went through a vision. What we saw from there is that there is a judge, there is a court system in heaven, presided by the ancient of days. They can make verdicts and decrees and judgments that will play out in the earth. The dominion of a people can be taken away. The lives of the same people can still be prolonged for them to now reap shame. And a kingdom, the kingdom under heaven can be given to the saints. Thank God that these things, not that we coordinated it, it was further on in this evening we found that we were able to reveal this word. It was further on, now just about half an hour or so to an hour and a half or there about to the evening, they realized that we could make these words that we read from the beginning. And that is now saying the same thing that the vision of Daniel is saying, that the dominion of a people can be taken away. Now just go ahead and pray, say we take dominion. If you possess the nation, you must have dominion. That's why I say, you see, where they say they possess the kingdom, where they say they possess the kingdom, they say they are giving dominion. When we say the nation belongs to the body, that is an inheritance of the body, we also know that there are contending powers over it. We are praying now. We also know that there are going to be powers that we contend, because a nation and a kingdom is a composite of diversities of government and powers. That is why the word we read from 2017 said, when the throne of God over the nation conquers the thrones of darkness that seeks to influence the governmental seat, then the nation can be saved. The governmental seat is not just it's not because it's government, it's because those seats are the seats of power. Those seats are the seats of power. So it's not just like, okay, these are governmental, you know, it's because those are the seats of power. And anybody that influences those seats will have power and effect. The effect will be felt in downstairs, it will be felt in the field, in society, in the public space, in the public square, in the schools. And mind you, that is the calamity that happened to the United States, because their governmental seats came in down another a dark throne that influenced their policies and everything and their kind of reasonings, and what should not be even be spoken with even in the legal system became a matter to discuss. It became a matter to discuss whether to give freedom for people to have children and kill them in their wombs. Is that even supposed to be heard of? But now there are people who want to listen to it and want to decide, irrespective of the complication or the complexity that must organize, but we must make our mind to be doggedly right, doggedly dedicated to the founding principles of God's word. Then we have other kinds of things going on now where children are created in the laboratory just for them to carry out experiments and destroy them. That is, there's a conception is engineered. And so we have a real life individual developing in a system, and then they are using that individual for experiment and they destroy it. In the name of stem cell research and embryos, use of embryos. Our own may not be influencing in that direction, but you can't deny. Go ahead and say, Father, we take dominion. If the kingdom nation is to be given to you, you need to also operate the gate of dominion. You need a key of dominion. Dominion is authority and power, stability, rule, government. when you operate the government and they decree the rule, you see, they give him dominion, sovereignty. When they say somebody is a dominioning person, he wants to control, but not that kind of negative for code. It's the rule of Christ Jesus. Just begin to decree, Father, we take dominion. Decree the word of Christ. Father, we worship you. Mandala brakasu pretekedia. In the name. Now we begin to pray and declare, Father, we as the decrees from the courts, we receive and implement them. There are many of you, after this meeting, revelations will still flow because there are still decrees from the courts. See, the decrees from the court, we receive them on it. Because we are supposed to function like a coordination, an extension of the rule of heaven there, because God will not come to rule. He will rule the earth through these appointed ones that he has set. So can you see, we receive the decrees of heaven. We receive the decrees of the court system over this period and season in Nigeria, and we declare their establishment. And let me tell you, the new season in Nigeria that is betting, it's not that Nigeria has been given to any man. Nigeria has been given to the individuals. We have the people that are possessing the nation. And that's what the season is. And that's why this word is coming at this point in time. It's not just, it's you. And you have to come to the consciousness that you own the nation in Christ Jesus. It's an inheritance. You may not say it in public because people misunderstand you. I want to say what? But you own the nation in Christ Jesus. This is the mentality that some persons are functioning with. That's why they allow evil to perpetuate. But they have it as a lie and as a darkened illumination that is not true. That's why you say until conquer, until there's a conquest. God said to Moses, say, begin to contend with him in battle and possess it. So there's a contention for dominion. It is for ownership. And one individual has to believe that this is my father's inheritance to me. We possess it and we must have the say. Yeah, we call the shots here. Do you understand? We call the shots here. Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. It shall come to pass. Over your own life, you will still have dominion.
Amen.
You will decree what will be and what will not be. It will come to pass.
Amen.
They say what you don't want, don't watch it. You will say it, you will have it as you want it. Anything that is an oppression, a situation that has not heard you today, then we bow to your dominion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then we bow to your dominion in Christ Amen. Jesus. In Amen. Christ Jesus. Then we bow to your dominion. In the name of Jesus. Father,
Amen.
Wow, time is spent. 9:36. Glory to God. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. So there are verdicts already. There are verdicts just going on. I just sense a move, an operation. Verdicts already, a reception, a download, a knowing coming. And this knowing is building out from the reality and realization of the fact that the nation belongs to you. I wish I could say one other word. From almost how many years ago now, far from the earlier ones, the ones I just said, but maybe not the time. Dominion. Over your own life, you will have dominion. Father, we give you grace. They are just downloading it. They are a lot of just crows flying all over. It's flying, not just, it's overuse. It's just flying all over like parchments and sheets. Just containing stuff, downloading wisdom, writing pen. Download. Go ahead, give God praise. You know, this meeting is not just a meeting that ends, a meeting that proceeds, in the sense that after this, the what next? So it's not, that's why I said it's not the normal structure of meeting. When the judgment has been passed, it has finished. And the verdicts of heaven have been released. So we receive the verdicts of the kingdom and we establish it in the earth in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the powers to obey the verdict, the angels of light that needs to collaborate. The angels of light that needs to collaborate, we speak to the powers of the king, the powers of the heaven, the network, the government that needs to collaborate. Like the wrong man said, principalities, powers, dominions, thrones, above everything. We speak to them. We establish this decree over your network. You'll be compelled to obey because it's coming from the judgment, the decree of heaven over this nation. We speak to the powers in every quarter, the powers of the four corners of the nation and the network of divine beings that sustains the balance of the government and the administration of the legislative protocols. We decree, we declare, we pronounce, we announce, we proclaim, we ordain the righteousness of God and decree his decrees in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we give you praise. Let it be as God has said. What did I say?
Let it be as God has said.
Let it be as God has said. Let it be as God has said. Let it be as God has said. Let it be. Come on, let's pray that word. That's the prophecy. That's the word. Let it be as God has said. Come on, establish it. Pray. Let it be as God has said. 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 Come on, pray, pray, pray. That's the word. Makalabrahaka shundra labaka supeketeya. Imbroto lobrodobo shindra labapakan sutra lepekete kelepegedios. Imbrata kateso protokotoko lobrotokotiza. Let it be as God has said. Let it be as God has said. Let it be as he has said. Nothing shall defy it. Nothing shall disannul it. Nothing shall divert it. Let it be as God has said. We proclaim it. We ordain it. We decree it. We declare it. We pronounce it. We announce it. We declare it. We declare it. Let it be as God has said. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. It shall be as God has said.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It shall be as God has said.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. And if there's anything anybody should leave this session with, this judgment tonight, with this counsel with, is the realization that the nation has been given to you. That's what the word said. And that word is not today, but just that it's now they are making the seal known. The things about your life that you know now, they were not ordained from now. But it's because they are unseen now. That's why they are called prophetic words. This was a prophecy from years ago. But now it's being made known to you and it's been unsealed. Because of the time is now, and that's why the word is saying, let it be as God has said. That the nation has been given to you. You own the nation too. It's your inheritance. Say to yourself and let yourself know it. I own this. It's my nation in Christ Jesus. I own the nation too. The nation has been given to me. It's my inheritance. These people have that negative understanding as if the nation belongs to them. That's why they have a kind of audacity. You know, when it's your house, you can walk in and do as you like. Nobody will see anything. But it's your nation, not their own. It's you that God has given it to. It's you that the council, the court, the council has declared it should belong to. It's yours. It's yours. God has given it to you. It will be as God has said concerning you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Time is fast spending. We say we should interpret further. Okay, but I don't know, is there any individual with something they want to say? I was seeing somebody's hands going up. Is that individual still ready to say something? Father, we give you praise. Where is Joseph? Joseph, you said something we didn't. I wanted you to say it again so I could hear it. Are you available? My God. Yes, say that you saw two bulls or something. Say it again. Oh no. thought you came up already.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, I said that I had the trance and I saw two bulls, and it was like they were barricaded with the wall. Then I heard the voice saying, Babylon will bow, Babylon will fall.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, listen to what this brother just said. The first beast I spoke about that we said was a beast but had a man's heart. Actually, that beast is actually Babylon. From the revelation of that interpret, revelation of that prophecy. And you can see that when the king, and that's why I see Nebuchadnezzar was just very hard. He was something. If you read through scripture, he was the one that would, in short, when God was speaking about in the prophecy of Isaiah, they said even hell was shocked at him. He said, is this the man who did not open the door for his captive? He said, Sheol is moved at your arrival. He raises up the spirits of the dead to greet you. That is when he went to hell, the dead in hell rose up to honor, to acknowledge him. He was that terrible. If you read in Isaiah chapter 14, it was the prophecy of the king of Babylon. So you can read, he said, who is that God who shall deliver you out of my hand? It was God. He was, God called him King of Kings in the book of Jeremiah. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, King of Kings. That he was a king over kings. But they said, but the mystery over his life was that it was a beast from heaven that they had given the consciousness like a man, but never received in the beast. That's why I see in Revelations in the fourth chapter, they turned him back to a beast. The Bible says, you see that he said his manta. He said they turned him back to a beast and gave him the mind of a beast. He ran mad until he was cleansed and then became a normal human being. They turned him. The Bible says that his hair grew like feathers, and then his claw like birds. He returned back to what Daniel described him, that he was like an eagle with feathers. He says his hair grew like an eagle's feather, and his fingernails like claws, and he had the mind of a beast. That lion, that beast he was. He was restored to factory settings and cleansed. So that kind of heartless operation that says there is no God is a manifestation of the audacity and the arrogance of Babylon. It has fallen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. It has fallen. It has fallen. It has fallen. It has fallen. We don't want to go further and talk about anything because of our time. Is there anyone else? I saw one brother lifting up his hands. I don't seem to be seeing him anymore. Father, we give you praise. Let's go ahead. Let's worship God. Thank you. The meeting doesn't end. It still continues in your spirit. It continues in your knowing. It still continues in your revelation. And you see, the testament of this will further give birth to another enlightenment where we shall come to now. We still believe the things that have been said, because the word has gone forth already. That the nation belongs to you. It's not to them, it's to you. It's not even to any man, it's to you in Christ Jesus that the nation is given, not outside of Christ. The inheritance of a nation doesn't exist, it doesn't occur outside Christ, it occurs inside Christ. So the nation is given to you in Christ to possess. You own Nigeria belongs to you also. Now you get the country in Christ, it's your inheritance. It's a word from God. Go ahead, give him praise. Father, we worship you. It still proceeds, the council still proceeds. We worship you. Let's acknowledge God and give him praise. The sense we possess the kingdoms, the vastness, and the good things of it all. Thank you, Father. We now exalt in Jesus' name. The encounters proceed and continue. Please, we are not able to take some of the encounters already and take time, but you can. There is a platform where you can message. There's a discussion group for the channel that is titled Testimonies and Inquiries. Please send your encounters them. If you wish to post them anonymous, I don't see a reason why you may want to do that, but there's an avenue for that for those of us that may like a lot of anonymity. But please do well to write it and then send it to us so that we can collect it, and in a subsequent meeting we'll be able to make commentaries on it and open up the word of the Lord that they contain. So please, we'll be expecting to hear from you. There's a discussion channel, you can group for the channel, you can join it, and then put up your testimony and such encounters there. in written form and it will be collated. Jesus is Lord. God bless you for joining. And it still continues. This is not the end. Actually, this is just the beginning. Because you have been brought into such great light to see some other kinds of realities that occur behind the veil or figuratively of what you are not aware of. But because you have seen these court sessions, many of you shall still find yourself but waxing in their occurrences. And you will see some of you being court sessions over nations, not just Nigeria, over nations that you don't know, and you have the word of the Lord for them. Remember, we said that the destiny and the books of nations are opened up for you to have access. We spoke this one out of the books already. There are many of you that we have for other places and regions and prophecies and destinies. Christ is Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Still continues. Hallelujah. Just go ahead, pray, and you can just go and dismiss. Jesus is Lord.